I were expected to win anyway, where I've been jumping recently, so I'm just happy to be consistent around that area of 5-6s and 5-7s.
Talk us through today's competition.
It started off a bit iffy, you know. I was mixing up poles and blowing through poles. And once I cleared 60, I'll just relax now, so hopefully there's more to come.
And we spoke obviously in Glasgow 7 days ago. You must be feeling pretty good about things at the minute.
Yeah, I'm confident. You see, I've jumped 70 twice, 60, and I'm competing next weekend in Manchester, so hopefully I'll get a 70 or an 80.
And describe to us how you kind of combine work and competing as an athlete. Top of the game at the minute in this country.
Yeah, I mean, I work hard at home to support my family, so, and then I'm straight from work to training daily. But work's keeping me active because it's an active job, it's manual labour, see, so it seems to be working for me at the minute.
And when you look at the medals and you look at the fact you've got champion on your vest, does it make it all so worthwhile?
It does, yeah. I mean, I'd like to have jumped higher, but I wanted a British record today. I cleared 17 in warm-up, so, but it means a lot to be back champion again, number one in Britain, so.
And you went obviously for that world height as well, didn't you, at the end?
Yeah, I weren't really bothered about going, but my coach said just attempt it, see what it's like. And I just couldn't get the poles right, see.
Manchester next for you, and then what's after that?
I've got one in fact there's two in Manchester, one next week and one the week after, and then it's onto the outdoors, concentrate outdoor season.
Well done today, well done.
Right, thank you.